Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Stacy Washington joining me this morning. And Stacy, looks like the polls were wrong again. They were way off in that race, huh?
Yeah, looks like the polls were wrong again, and Missouri voters got a chance to decide, and they made a decision that will serve us well going forward into the future.
Yeah, you know, I averaged those polls the last week or so here on the show. Looked like, in general, Schmidt had anywhere from a 8 to 10 point lead over either Hartzler or Greiten. Some, I think it was 12 points in that last Trafalgar poll. He must have had a 25-point victory yesterday.
It was a blowout, and it was kind of shocking to watch because they called his race so early over at Real Clear Politics. I was like, wow, the first race called tonight. So it was a giant win for him. He really put in the work, and it was a clean campaign. And there was a lot of chitter chatter on Facebook, a lot of fighting between people. I had a lot of attacks because I was supporting Greitens, and
right.
They were kind of visceral, angry, kind of personal attacks, really kind of nonsensical. And I didn't understand that. But in a primary, it can get nasty. And now we're out of the primary and we're into the general. Of course, I support the Republican over any Democrat any day, anywhere on earth, anywhere in the known universe. So Eric Schmidt will be a fantastic senator from the great state of Missouri.
Yeah,
He'll do it. He'll get it done.
Yeah, somebody had texted me a few minutes ago that they'd seen some polling that shows that this John Wood, the independent, takes votes from Democrats as much as any Republican, and obviously they think that Schmidt will win handily. I think that they're probably right. Let's talk about the disappointment from last night. First of all, that there are the Democrats in St. Louis County would choose to keep Sam Page over Jane Duker, number one, on that side. I was stunned that many people thought Page did a good job and rewarded him by voting for him again.
Well, I don't know that people think Sam Page is doing a good job. He's the devil that they know. I hate it. I would never cast a vote for Sam Page. He's not a good leader. He has zero transparency, and he doesn't believe in accountability, and he lies a lot. For a lot of people in St. Louis County, Jane Duker is an unknown quantity. I know she's on the radio a lot, but there's things about the candidacy, the last minute sign that said, there were a lot of memes being shared and little pictures that were being sent around saying, the only way to beat Sam Page is to vote for Jane Duker. That's how you get rid of Sam Page. Well, a campaign that wins is about what that person brings to the table, not about getting rid of the other person. So, yes, you would be trying to get rid of Sam Page, but why vote for Jane Duker? I never saw a case made for that. So, and obviously, I know she's on the network that you're on a lot. I know she's a known commodity there. But winning a race in St. Louis County is about more than, speaking to one particular type of radio listener. And it has to be about what you're bringing to the table. What is the candidacy of Jane Duker about? What is she standing for? What are her values? What does she believe in? And what is she strong on? What are her skills? I never saw the case made for that. So it's going to take a lot to unseat Sam Page because he's a he's what I would call like a principality over St. Louis County.
Yeah.
You can compare him at the local level to a Nancy Pelosi, someone who shoehorned themselves in like some kind of parasite, and getting rid of that person is almost an exercise in killing the host. We are the host, St. Louis County residents. Sam Page is the entity that is feeding off of us like a bloodsucker, and getting rid of him is like applying cancer-killing agents to a patient. sometimes when someone has cancer, they have to take a course of treatment that is almost deadly to them as a whole in order to kill the cancer. Sometimes it does kill the patient. Sometimes it just kills the cancer. That's what it's going to be like to get rid of Sam Page.
Wow. Do you know Catherine Penner, who defeated Shamed Dogan?
I met her at a Ladies of Liberty event, and I want to just kind of make it known. Ladies of Liberty, if you're looking to win a campaign in St. Louis County, and if you're looking to get a fired up group of individuals who will pretty much do anything for you if they believe in you, then you need to attend a Ladies of Liberty event and make your case for your candidacy and get those women on board. That's what Ms. Penner did. I met her at an event for them. She's brilliant. She's a serious person. She's not a politician, and she's interested in the people of St. Louis County. I think she's going to do well, but of course, we're talking about going up against Sam Page. He has the Democrat machine behind him, so we'll see what happens, but I love her to death. She's fantastic, and she stands for all the things we believe in.
I'm thrilled to talk to somebody who knows who she is. And I don't say this from a position of arrogance in any way, shape, or form, but I've been involved in Republican politics and Republican and conservative circles for a long time. I've never met her, and I didn't see any campaign ads, and she never reached out to me, trying to get time on the radio or anything. So when I saw those results this morning, you could have blown me over with a feather. I mean, it was a complete shock. Not that I was in the race for Shamed Dogan. I just assumed he would win based on name recognition alone.
Well, he certainly had a lot of communications. I know campaigns believe in touching each voter a certain number of times, and Shamed Dogan certainly did that. I had my email box was full of his solicitations. I got mailers. There were text messages. There were events that I was invited to. I think he's a great person, but he wasn't my candidate. And I only had to hear Ms. Penner speak one time to realize that I would be voting for her. I think we should close the loop. I should connect you with her so you can have her on the air so your listeners can meet her. She's fantastic.
I'd love to do that. Thank you for that, Stacey. Hey, by the way, before we run out of time here real quick, your take on the abortion thing in Kansas, because the mainstream media is playing it as if this is the Roe anger rising up and this is going to happen all across the country. But they weren't voting on abortion. They were voting on whether or not the state Supreme Court in a state should be allowed to decide what's law versus the legislators. And I think they voted the wrong way.
Well, they voted the wrong way because there was a lot of fear-mongering going on.
Yeah.
The Democrat machine has risen up to kind of paint any kind of restrictions on abortion as killing women, punishing women who have ectopic pregnancies or have miscarriages, and nothing could be further from the truth. Republicans believe in birth control. We believe in the pill. We're not against helping women who are in a dangerous situation. You show up in an ER with an ectopic pregnancy, you should be helped. If that involves a DNC, that is good medical procedure, and I don't know a Republican who would say that's wrong. So they're painting us as, you know, with this fear-mongering, as people who don't believe in good medical science, and that couldn't be further from the truth. We need to get control of the messaging, or else we're going to see more of these kind of weird anti-votes in conservative states like Kansas. They made the wrong decision, but that doesn't mean we can't fix it later. That's the system that the founders gave us. If we make a mistake in our voting, we can always go back and fix that later. And I think that's what's going to happen there.
Stacey, thanks as always. Love having you on.
Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, we'll talk soon. Stacey on the right there. You can listen to her on Sirius XM Monday through Friday.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!